So let's review. Our shir began with the Gemara continuing the discussion from the previous daf, where we learned the following machlokes. Rabbi Eliezer holds, Hatzitz meratz alechilas. The tzitz causes the tameh meat to be considered like tohar meat regarding the avodah. Of course, as the Mishnah said, the meat may not be eaten b'tumah, but regarding the avodah, it is considered like tohar. Therefore, even if you hold im ein basar ein dam, you can do zrikas adam based on hatzitz meratz alechilas. Rabbi Yosi holds, ein hatzitz meratz alechilas. Therefore, if you hold im ein basar ein dam, you cannot do zrikas adam. Now, the Gemara assumes, and later concludes based on the Braisa, that Rabbi Yosi holds tuma dechuyehi b'tzibra, and we need ritzu tzitz. Since Rabbi Yosi holds ein hatzitz meratz alechilas, we must say that he holds dam af al pishe ein basar. We can do zrikas adam, even if the meat is disqualified. Therefore, the carbon tzibra haba b'tuma will be kosher. However, our Mishnah daf ayin vav mentioned five carbon tzibra haba is b'tuma. Ha'omer v'shteh halachem. Now, the above reasoning applies to a carbon of a behemoth, where the zrikas adam is the matter and mechaper. It achieves the atonement the carbon needs to achieve, making it a valid carbon. Similarly, the yomer, which is a mincha, has the koimetz, and the lechem aponim has the shnei bezichin, which are the matter and mechaper, the equivalent of the dam, making it a valid carbon. But the shteha lechem has no part that goes on the mizbeach. There is no equivalent of the dam. If we hold in a tzitz meratza al achilois, it cannot by itself be a valid carbon. Therefore, since our Mishnah lists shteh halechem, mas nitin delay k'Reb Yosi, we must say that it disagrees with Reb Yosi and holds hatzitz meratza al achilois. The ritzitzitz also applies to the parts that are eaten, making the shteh halechem a valid carbon. However, the Gemara asks, if Reb Yosi and Reb Eliezer, as we learned on the previous daf, both hold dam af al pishe ein basar. We can do zrikas adam, even if the meat is disqualified. Of what relevance is there machlekes of whether hatzitz meratza al achilas? The Gemara answers, it is relevant for pigul and me'ila. First, regarding pigul, there is halacha of kartzos kasher, kachartzos pigul. The halachas of pigul only apply if everything else about the carbon is kosher. If there is another psul, for example, it became tame, it does not have a din pigul. Therefore, according to Rabbi Eliezer, who holds hatzitz meratz alechilas, it will be pigul. According to Rabbi Yosi, who holds ein hatzitz meratz alechilas, it will not be pigul. Second, me'ila applies to kodshei Hashem, that which is designated for Hashem. When one is makdish a carbon, certainly kodshei kodshim, it becomes kodshei Hashem and me'ila applies. After zrikas adam, it becomes mutar b'achila, no longer kodshei Hashem, and therefore me'ila does not apply anymore. Therefore, according to Rabbi Eliezer, who holds hatzitz meratz alechilas, the zrikas adam removes the din me'ila from the meat. According to Rabbi Yosi, who holds ein hatzitz meratz alechilas, the zrikas adam does not remove the din me'ila from the meat. We continue with the next Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah, nitma basar v'chelev kaim, ein hazrikas adam. When the meat of an individual carbon pesach becomes tameh, but the chelev, which is burned on the mizbeach, remains tahar, we do not do zrikas adam. As Rashi explains, the ikar pesach lachilas odem kasi. The main purpose of the carbon pesach is for it to be eaten. However, in the reverse case, nitma hachelev v'habasar kayim, zorik es adam. The chelev becomes tamim, the bas remains tahar, we do sprinkle the blood. Zok de Gemara. Regarding the first case of nitma habasar, where the Mishnah rules ein zorik es adam, amrav gidla marav, im zara kurtza. Rav says, however, if the zorik es adam was done, the carbon is valid. Rav understands the Mishnah to be saying only that l'ketchila the blood should not be thrown, but b'di'evit it would be valid, because the Mishnah used the expression einazirik, he shall not sprinkle it, and not psul, which implies that it's invalid even b'di'evit. The Gemara explains that although there is a mitzvah to eat the Korban Pesach, Rav holds like Reb Nosson, that achilas psachim loy ma'akva, the person is yoyi to the mitzvah of hakravas Korban Pesach, even if it was not eaten, and does not have to bring another korban. Now, clearly, where all the avodas were done properly, and then for some reason the Korban Pesach was not eaten, there's no question that he was yoyi to the mitzvah of hakravas Korban Pesach. Our Gemara's discussion is where during one of the avodas, either shechita or zrika, there was one of three possible situations because of which the meat will not be eaten, and we'll explain. Basar einaro l'achila. The meat cannot be eaten. Now, the obvious example is nitma habasar. It became tameh. However, this can only serve as an example for zrika, where it became tameh after shechita, before zrika, when the animal is no longer alive. but it couldn't have become tummy before Shechita when it's still alive. Therefore, the Gemara gives another example of an issue with the Basar during Shechita. In the case of Ein Lehem Kezayis, where there was first one Chabur registered to this carbon, for whom there were ample Kezayisim, then a second Chabur joined, for whom there aren't enough Kezayisim for all of them. The Rabban hold that only the first Chabur is Yaitza the Mitzvah of Akrava, but the second Chabur is not Yaitza because there was no meat for them. Rav Nosson holds that the second Chabur was also Yaitza the Mitzvah of Akrava, because Achilas Psochim Lema Akva. So too, if the meat was tummy during Zrika, the Rabbanan hold the carbon is pasul because the main purpose of the carbon Pesach is that it should be eaten. Rav Nosson holds it is kosher, and they were Yaitza the Mitzvah Akrava because Achilas Psochim Lema Akva. Mekitzah. If there was a problem with the Basar, according to the Rabbanan, whether during Shechita or Zrika, the Hakrava is not valid, and they must bring another carbon. According to Rav Nosson, if there was a problem with the Basar, whether during Shechita or Zrika, the Hakrava is valid, and they were Yaitza the Mitzvah of Hakrava. Shaloi lo Eichlav. There's no one to eat it. For example, all the Menuyin became sick or Tamei. According to the Rabbanan, if this occurred during Shechita or during Zrika, the carbon is pasul. According to Rav Nosson, if this occurred during Shechita, he agrees that the carbon is pasul because be'ina gavra dechaz l'achila. The person must be fit to eat from the carbon at the time of the Shechita in order to be yaitza to the mitzvah of Akrava. Achilas psachim le ma'akva only means that A, he does not have to actually eat from the carbon. B, if the meat is not fit to eat, he is still yaitza to the mitzvah of Akrava. If the menuyin became sick or tummy during Zrika, there are two opinions in the Gemara. One opinion holds that here too, Rav Nosson would agree that the carbon is possible because be'inon gavr dechaz l'achila, even during Zrika. The other opinion holds that Rav Nosson does not require gavr dechaz l'achila during Zrika. Machshavas shloi l'oichlof. Both Rabban and Rav Nosson agree that ei machshavas oichlof bezrika. Only mishas shchita do we say that if he had in mind that he shechting shloi l'oichlof for people who cannot eat it, the carbon is possible. But b'shas zrika, if he had in mind that he's sprinkling the blood for shaloi la'ichlo, the carbon is kosher.